Hello!
And welcome to BSP, Believer Skeptic Podcast.
The podcast where two idiots debate weird phenomena.
I'm Chris, I'm the Believer.
I'm Cody, I'm the Skeptic.
And if this is your first time listening to us, we are an LGBTQ paranormal comedy podcast and proud members of the Podmoth Network. And this is a mini-sode.
A special mini-sode.
It is our New Year's mini-sode that we've been doing all the last few years, every year, so...
Yeah, so welcome our
new queers.
New queers. Yeah. New queers resolutions.
And before we get into all that, we have some splaining to do.
Some splaining, yes.
And some chat, idle chat with you guys. Our episode last week obviously came out a week late, but that was better because we were in the same place at the same time recording. I've been out of town with a show, so it's been difficult. It's been a rough year in general. And that being said, a lot has been going on in the last like 3-4 months, you know?
Yes. Yeah, a lot.
And then now with the holidays, I just finished a show Sunday. Now with the holidays, I'm leaving Friday. Cody's also going out of town for New Year's. So we decided for our mental health as well as for our physical health and just to give
our spiritual health and our sexual health,
just to give ourselves a rest, that we are going to take a short break after this minisode drops. So our next episode will not come out until January 10th.
Yeah, and so
it's 2 weeks.
Yeah, a couple of weeks, so it's no big deal.
It's not a huge deal. I know we, in our almost five years, we've not taken many breaks, but it's necessary now, I feel.
I think it's good. And, I mean, because we also want to make sure that we're bringing good content.
Yeah.
You know, so, and again, you're right, like, it's been a rough, like, not with the podcast or anything, but, you know, just life happens.
Personal lives and our working lives and everything in between. So
all the things. So as Chris plucks eyebrows. And also Chris is a little under the weather. I was sick before and now he's masked up.
Yeah, I'm not super sick. Like, I definitely feel stuff moving in my nasal passages and I'm a little congested, but I don't feel terrible. So
that's good. Yeah. He's wearing his really cool the shining mask. It's awesome. So cool.
After all that.
So, okay, I'm trying to think if I would. We do a season recap where we ask questions about the year.
Yeah, because the season doesn't end till May.
Correct. So. Yeah, that's right. We do the year. We do the year.
Yeah.
And then we talk new queers resolutions.
Sort of. I mean, we have different stuff for each other, I think.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. So,
do we go back and forth or. And we don't edit these, so
all right.
If y'all get 20-second gaps, you get 20-second gaps.
I'll just start.
Okay.
What were your favorite moments of the last year?
In regards
to the podcast.
Whenever I was fapping that one time.
Gross.
Okay, I'm trying to think of just some individual moments and make sure that they were actually in the last year. But, okay. I remember whenever we discovered the lamb plants. Do you remember that? The weird ass plants that have lambs on them.
Yeah.
And I remember being thoroughly fucking freaked out about that.
That's weird and random.
It was. But I just remember being like, what is happening?
Yeah. That was for the minisode lamb plants and creepers.
Yeah. The Japanese folklore, the butt jewel ruby. So if y'all missed that, go listen to that episode about Japanese folklore. We talk about a creature that looks for a hidden gem up your butthole.
Something like that.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
And then I think that one thing for both of us that was this year was when we talked about Satanic Panic.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, it was just such an interesting episode. And you getting to share something kind of a really kind of emotional story and me getting to share a personal weird ass homegrown story where I got to hit up my old Facebook groups and see what was going on. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Did you ever post the episode in there since we talked shit in those groups?
Oh, I don't remember. I thought I did, but now that you say that, I'm like, ugh. Oh, our live episode is really fun too. The one we just did, even though we had a small group, in Tucson.
Oh, that was fun. And then we got to meet Vanessa, or V. Yeah, so that was awesome as well.
Yeah. What about yours?
That was definitely a highlight. Was that whole weekend was a lot of fun in general.
It was
going to Tucson.
So. Yeah, it was really nice.
The Satanic Panic was also another one. The Poppet Master, I forgot about that we did, where we talked about poppets.
Yeah.
So which was really cool.
I really like that. So instead of just focusing on voodoo dolls, we did poppets, which if you did a Venn diagram, voodoo dolls are a subset of poppets.
Yeah.
So the Venn diagram made no sense. I didn't even finish explaining that.
And I'm always, you know, aside from the Japanese folklore, I'm always one that is into folklore in general. So our Hawaiian one was fun too.
That one was really good. I really liked that one. And you know, you can never count out a little bit of fun, dirty talk. Remember our Valentine's special this time
I was just looking at the picture.
Was on sex.
Yeah.
And that one was ridiculous.
Bat shit, yeah.
Yeah, that one was really fun. Wait, because that was the one where you talked about there was the woman who thought that her love spell like manifested demons, like in her lover.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one was crazy.
And of course, my other huge highlight is having... Even though I fucked it up, having the Box of Oddities on.
We properly explain to everyone what you went through for that?
I don't know. So,
Chris gets an award for what he did with this episode, y'all, for reals.
Well, what happened is during the recording session, my computer died and my charge cord was not available. Let's just put it that way. So the computer died.
Because he was at the bathhouse.
Whatever. And I missed the last 10 minutes of the episode. So once I was able to charge my computer again and all was said and done, I had to go back and listen to the episode of...
Let me say, you didn't just lose 10 minutes. The entire episode failed to save crashed. So you lost your entire audio.
Yep.
So we had me talking and we had Box of Oddities and Chris was just gone from it.
Yeah.
And we couldn't ask them to re-record because it's Box of Oddities.
Yeah, but I could still hear myself a little bit on Cody's side. So I listened to that and I basically mimicked it. So it would sound like I was actually there. It was fucking insanity. Never again.
So he went through and literally re-recorded himself, re-reacting, re-talking, retelling his stories, redoing everything.
So listen back to that episode and see if you can tell.
It was a miracle. Whenever you told me what was going on, I was just like, Chris, that is impossible. And then I listened to it and I was like, Chris, that was amazing. Like, you worked a little miracle there, and it's like, how the Chris saved podcast.
Oh, whatever.
So that was a moment.
Oh, that goes into my number two. I said favorite episodes. We kind of covered them both under
moments. Well, actually, I think the Ginny one was really cool, too, because that's something I love. The gin. That's something that I love, something to me whenever I... make an assumption. It was kind of like whenever we did Tulpas, which is, I think, my all-time favorite episode.
Yeah.
But it's something that I thought was just this little kind of dumb thing, like imaginary friends. It was the same thing with genies, where I thought it was just a genie, but it ended up being so, so much more. And so I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. Speaking of gins, just side note and a suggestion out there. If you are more interested in gins, go listen to a podcast called The Hidden Gin by Ravia Chaudhry. She's a Pakistani-American podcast host, among other things, but she hosted Serial and other podcasts. But anyways, the whole episode is all about gins.
Is it a whole podcast or just an episode?
Nope. The full podcast is about gins and different people's experiences with them.
So she has multiple episodes on it.
It's amazing.
That's crazy.
It's a really good show.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So so now if it's my turn to ask a question, it's going to be a two-parter.
Okay.
Number one, and you can scroll through and look if you want. What's your favorite, or is there an episode picture that you think stands out as really cool or interesting?
Okay, self-congratulatory over here.
No, because
Cody makes the pictures.
No, but we work together on, like, we both send in pictures.
Sometimes. I'm looking now, and let's see. The gin one is cool because you actually pulled something from an ancient text that that you used.
I particularly like Mini.
Let the sunshine in. I knew you were going to say that.
Minisode 79 is my favorite.
Because I just passed it. I knew you were going to say it because it has his face in it.
Being stupid.
Yeah. So, yeah, that one's cool.
Okay, then what about instead of pictures then, what about, because we both come up with titles, what about a favorite title?
I came up with this one, but for a goat time call.
Oh, I love that one. That was one of mine. That one was really good.
If you didn't know by now, our listeners, when I come up with titles, they either have to be alliterative or like, what do you call them?
Like a pun?
A pun.
Yeah.
Or alliteration. Yeah. So.
And I think we've had some really, really good ones.
Oh, yours was Satanic Panic at the Disco.
Oh, yay.
I like that one.
I Dream of Jenny. Wait, who was the one who did Ouija? That was you. I hardly know you.
Yeah.
Okay, that was fun.
Yeah.
I like that one. Oh, Sleigh Bells was you.
Yep.
That was a good one. Oh, Holiday Special, Saint Nick.
Okay, that was you.
I know. There is no story there.
No.
Yeah, that was...
I'm like, we couldn't really think of anything because it's just St. Nicholas. Like, they're just St. Nicholas stories.
So. Yeah.
And
you know, sometimes that would actually be... I would love for our listeners to weigh in on this, on the fact of, or the question of, do you prefer our clever titles that are kind of fun and silly? Or would you prefer like titles...
Yeah,
that are
just... Face.
It is about this. And that is especially difficult with our minisodes because typically for those, sometimes our two stories are just completely different.
Yeah, our formula for those is we combine some element from both stories to make up the title.
Exactly. And sometimes it's coming up with something.
Sometimes it doesn't work.
Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes I think it's really great. And sometimes we get stuff like... Oh, let's see. Wait, there was one where I was like reading it now. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck this means. I lost it. I'm scrolling and I lost it.
Oh
my gosh. Yeah.
All right. So then my next one, hopes for the coming year.
For the podcast?
Yeah.
Or in life? I don't know. What I'm hoping is that... So we're doing a live show next year.
In May 20th, I believe. It's a Friday night. It's free. And here in Scottsdale, Arizona, at the Kerr Cultural Center, which is a big deal.
It's a big deal. They actually reached out to us, the lady who's running it, and we're being compensated. Like, we were asked
and
paid.
Contracted and everything. Yes. And she's telling us we can use all these slides. And like, we have... Yeah, just to let you know, the Kerr Cultural Center is a place where they do some pretty big concerts and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Not like huge rock and roll arena style, but still, it's pretty big.
And so I think my hope there is just we have a good turnout, good show.
Yeah.
I mean,
Which means we got to start promoting once the new year starts.
Yes. And I think we've done some live shows and just our formula. Like, I think our show works.
Oh, yeah.
But
live
is
going to be fun.
Yeah.
Live is always fun.
That I worry, I hope that I don't, you know, soil myself if there's lots of people.
Oh,
and I don't, I was going to say don't have champagne explode on me again, but I'm okay with that. That was fun.
Just don't have Mexican food that day, maybe, or Indian food.
Oh, but I can have Thai food though, right?
I don't know. What does it do to your digestive system?
I'm good.
Okay.
My body's built up an immunity.
Okay,
to Thai food.
Good.
What about you? It's probably the same thing.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It's to the live show in May because it is a huge deal. This is probably the biggest thing that we've done, and it'll precursor the beginning of our fifth year.
Yeah.
Yep. So it'll be right before our break, our summer break too. So
it's going to be.
Yeah.
You do that thing where you don't want to build
it
up in your head too much or jinx
but
it.
But I also want it to be, a big deal.
Yeah.
I really do. I want us to go guns blazing, you know?
Yeah. Like, we're going to like do the most for this one.
Yeah. And yeah, absolutely. Like, projections galore, music, stuff like that. Maybe we haven't talked about it fully, but maybe we will once the new year starts.
3D printed canoes.
Yeah. Whatever that means.
I don't have no idea. Just wanted to say it.
All right. And then what do you have? What's your next one?
Oh, my next question?
Yeah.
I actually then had resolutions for the new year, for the next one.
Like personal resolutions?
Yeah, because I think we always do that.
I think I already had the discussion with you off mic, but just because I've been traveling back and forth. I've been living in a stranger's house while I was acting out there. I need to get back on a regimented kind of, not diet, but healthier eating, you know. Also, because I've been, if y'all didn't hear this in the past few podcasts, I'll be running my first half marathon in January. So I've been just focusing on running and not strength training as much.
Yeah.
So I need to get back to that kind of regimen, you know.
And that's something that Chris and I both put a lot of pride clout and clout in our in us keeping physically fit,
especially now. I didn't before,
yeah,
but ask Cody about my change over the last 2 years.
Shit. Chris has done some work the last couple of years in a lot of different ways.
Yeah,
and so that's something that I've been working out since I moved to Arizona.
Yeah.
And so I think that's something that we talked about, kind of tasking each other, like getting onto each other with, and like, let's do this together.
Yeah.
Because I've kind of slacked off the last few months as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I have a half marathon, and then I signed up for a endurance race in February as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a 5K, but it's an obstacle race.
Yeah.
You know? So
that's going to be great.
Yeah. So we'll see. What was that? That was resolutions. I got sidetracked. So, but yeah, those are some good resolutions. So
that's really good. Well, I actually don't talk about my personal life all that much. Chris
much
does
me.
More, yeah. But I will go ahead and open up and say that whenever Chris even mentioned, like, the last few months have been rough, he means primarily on me. I've been going through some shit the last few months, and it's been really tough. And Chris has been really supportive, and so he was even like saying "we," but I'll take the hit on that. Like, it's been like, he's had his moments and this has been mine.
We've had our moments together.
We've had our moments together. So it's been one of the toughest emotional few months of my life, and it's been hard. So I think going into the new year is going to be, I'm really trying to work on me, myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think mental health is so important, and yeah. It's made me realize how important it is. And it made me realize some things about myself.
Yeah.
And so that's one thing that I've actually done some really important discoveries and read some books and things. And so I think it's going to be, yeah. And I think it's going to be, you know, kind of getting back to some peace and some happiness and,
good.
You know, like not having, being my normal silly self without having to fake it, you know, by finding joy, and also being able to learn to be content, which I am very much not. So I think learning to be more mindful and live in the moment is going to be a huge resolution for me.
And like I was telling a friend I had dinner with earlier, is that, you know, sometimes it's okay to be selfish. So you're not an asshole. If people take it that way, then they're not your friend.
Yep. That's exactly right. And that's something that I've read too, about saying, like, in times like this, even though you may feel selfish, it's okay to be selfish.
Or guilty? No.
Yeah. And you know, not all the time. But then there's going to be times when someone else needs to be selfish, then, you know, you have to realize that.
Yeah.
And so, and oh, Chris pointed at himself, but I just meant anybody. Mm-hmm. And then I also then with that, want to fap more.
Gross.
No, I'm just kidding. I had to throw in something to flip that around. I don't think I possibly could.
All right. So then what future topics would you like to cover?
Oh, good question.
Or that there's something that you've...
Yes, there is a future topic that I want to talk about.
Oh!
What?
I was thinking it was relating to the other night. Sunday night, remember?
No.
No, you forgot.
I forgot. I have
we
a whole list
a
of notes.
Coincidence synchronicity on Sunday night.
Well, that's my topic.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. Yeah. About, oh, well, the topic I've been wanting to do is synchronicities.
Yeah.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah, but we had a huge one the other night. Do you remember what happened?
No.
All right, okay, this is going to be a long mini-sode, but
that's okay.
You won't hear us for 2 weeks.
Yeah, so. This will be your fix. So, and I'm literally like, what did we talk about?
Not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before when we're editing.
Uh-huh.
And from our network, we insert other podcasts, trailers into our shows, as you've heard. Well, the one he picked that night was Memento Mori. And my phone has an app where it it's like a computer where it just plays a different wallpaper every few hours. And when he picked Memento Mori, I look at my phone and the wallpaper that I have on there is one that I have that says Memento Mori on it.
It was wild.
It was weird. And he's like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" I was like, "No, I didn't do it on purpose."
And the chances of that happening were like so slim.
Yeah. So that was a weird.
That was so weird. And that's one of the, like, I think if whenever we do, I've been wanting to do synchronicities for so long. And I know that that can bleed the line into like coincidence in other episodes, but I almost want to feel like when we do synchronicities, we share a lot of our own personal experiences like that, mm-hmm. big or small, because I just think synchronicities are something, sometimes things do happen that are just like, that's really strange. And that's one of the things that I will admit to almost being a believer in, because yeah. sometimes things are just too weird. And so, yeah, I want to do synchronicities. How about you?
I think I would like, as always, do more research into different countries and folklores and and cultures, because that's just, I think sometimes, I mean, I'm not trying to be down on myself, but I think that's where I thrive a lot, because I'm just so enraptured by that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, in a past life, I would have probably gone back for like a folklore degree, you know?
Oh, that would be super cool. You still can. There's still time.
I know. I'm not too old, but what am I going to do with it now?
True.
Just study folklore.
Just study it, just for the sake of it.
And all my student loans. Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That is true. That's really cool. And actually, that's something, like, I don't know if we have talked about, like, things we've learned from the podcast this year, but that would be something for me is we were looking at our stats, and that was within this year, and realized how popular our couple of regional topics were.
Yeah.
And so that's something we learned, was that one, that people like it, but also I never realized how fun it is.
Yeah.
You know, and how varied and cool it is. So that's something I agree that we'll definitely be coming at you with places from around the world next year.
Yeah. And yeah.
Because we did the Philippines this year. Yeah. We did
Alaska.
We did Hawaii. We did Japan.
Yeah.
I mean,
the gin, or, you know.
The gin is kind of like Middle Eastern-ish.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think that I always like doing cultural stuff.
Yeah.
I think I sent you something the other day that had a bunch of stuff from Scotland, maybe? I don't remember. But I was going to say, our listeners, if there's a specific region or country or that you want to hear more about, or culture, let us know, and we'll look into it.
That's a great suggestion. And even if you have like a particular, just a state or region in the US,
or a specific creature from a specific country, we could at least do that one and then look for other ones in the area too.
Oh yeah, and we've done that before. And I also know there was something you said that interested me, where there's like a Bermuda Triangle in Alaska.
Yeah, and there's also one. Yeah, we did the other one
too. We did one of them.
Yeah, the one in the US.
The Bridgewater?
I think so.
Bridgie.
You got to excuse us after 110 episodes and
Bridges of Madison County Triangle.
Yes.
That one. Yeah, that is, it is hard to remember shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little late. It's never too late, but I should probably keep like a spreadsheet of topics. That way we don't repeat anything in the future.
We're going to have, one of these days, we're going to have a story that's exactly repeated. And it's going to be like, meh.
Do you have any other questions?
I'm trying to think if I have anything else.
I have
else.
One more thing.
You do it. Go for it.
And this is personal, but any upcoming projects, anything like that?
Oh, personal project. Yeah. Other than, okay. Yeah. So my fourth novel is, my first draft is, I was going to say the first draft is done, but I went back and was rereading it, and I realized that there were two chapters that I skipped over that I have to add to it. Yeah. So I'm writing those right now. So I have my fourth book, which I will be at least making progress circulating this next year, so it should be out.
Yeah.
So awesome. I'll be getting that edited. Yeah, so I'll be doing that.
Is it fantasy, it's, same, or?
It's a completely different series. It's not a series. It's a standalone. It is young adult contemporary. No fantasy.
Okay.
So it's something that just kind of popped into my head, kind of a passion piece. I'll be letting Chris read it. But yeah, and then let's see. Oh, and then I've got some book events coming in February. I'll be in Corpus Christi for my favorite event. And me and my author friend, Jackie, who guest hosted on our mm-hmm. Scotland episode, we've been talking about a year of cons, where we just do a con a month, and we meet mm-hmm. up and travel for a year. And so maybe that'll do something. I don't know. My voice is getting squeaky.
Let's go to a cryptid con or like Mothman Festival in September. She would go with us to that too.
She wants us to go ghost hunting with her.
Let's
so we could even find a cool place and go with her and go ghost hunting.
Yeah.
So what about you? What do you have? I know. Oh, you have an announcement to make.
Well, sort of. I can't announce until next week what it is.
Oh, I almost said it.
Don't say it. Yeah. Well, you know how I just finished acting on what, Sunday?
Yeah.
And no rest for the wicked here, because I have been contracted to direct another show, and we start rehearsal on January 18th. The show was finally chosen yesterday, but the theater has not announced it yet. They won't until next week, so I can't say until then, but it's going to be pretty epic. It's going to be huge. I'm so nervous because there's a lot riding on this one. So.
Oh, it's going to be awesome, though. This is a piece. You've talked about this for a while, that you've been wanting to do it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be...
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I have that. And then the only other thing that I know for sure, or at least I'm hoping, is that I will be going to Oaxaca, Mexico in July, during the 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
They're baptizing one of my close friend's child there in Oaxaca, so we're going to go there.
It'd be cool
for a week.
To see, like, if you end up going to some other place, because you went to the Island of the Dolls last time, so maybe you'll get to go to some other creepy...
Oaxaca spiritual place. Is known for holding the biggest Dia de los Muertos festivals there. So,
oh, that would be amazing.
So they're going to have tons of Dia de los Muertos stuff there, you know?
Good. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Cool. Wow. Well, I think, have we ever had our listeners, like, if you have any cool resolutions or stories or anything?
Yeah.
You know, let us know. Like, just put them in comments or send them our way or whatever.
And last but not least, we always... give a hint to our next episode. So the only hint we'll give you this time around is it's a in memoriam.
Oh, okay. Now I know.
And that's it.
I was like, I need Chris to give me more hints because I don't remember what it is.
Yeah.
But I certainly do now.
It's going to be a special episode. It's going to hit me hard.
It's going to be very special. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So.
Well, oh, that can be the hint. Yeah. So if anyone has any guesses on what it is, let us know. I mean, that's awesome. Thank you for remembering that, because I forgot.
Well, so anything else?
No, I think that's it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, with that, everybody, thank you so much, as always, for listening. And we will be back in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. And have a lovely new year. Yes, I hope that, absolutely. I mean, I hope 2021 was nice for you. If not, you know what? We've all had our struggles,
let's start the year off with a bang or with a bang. Either way.
With a bang. And know that at least we can struggle through this together.
Yeah.
You know,
cliche, but we're in this together.
We're in this together, exactly. So everyone have a happy new year. Be safe and
bye.